How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here for 2 hours every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. We have Mike Sempervivi here on the line today, and Mike has made the switch to Apple TV. Why? WWE Network. It is live and streaming. We've got the television set up here in the studio. WWE Network running 24/7 here in the studio. So, hey, we're live today. We can all watch the WWE Network together. That is, if you are able to watch the WWE Network. Because, in fact, a lot of people are having problems with it. A lot of people. We're going to talk about that today. Later on in the program, we're going to take your phone calls. We'll get your thoughts on the WWE Network. Has it been a success for you? Has it been a failure? Are you able to watch the show on a connected device? No, most people are able to watch it on their tablet, their smartphone, etc. But a lot of people having a really hard time watching it on their Apple TV. Xbox still not fixed. We've heard problems on the Roku, although a lot of people have updated their Roku boxes, and the WWE Network is now working. So we want to get your thoughts on this. How is it working for you? Are you able to get the WWE Network? What have you seen on it? Were you able to watch the NXT special? Are you able to watch the On Demand? What's the best and worst thing about the WWE Network? We're going to talk about that here today, as well as WrestleMania. The Elimination Chamber is over, and so obviously the next pay-per-view on the docket is, in fact, WrestleMania. So we're going to talk about that show here today. We'll give you the lineup for the show thus far. We'll talk about Elimination Chamber, where everything is going leading into the biggest. Actually, it's no longer a pay-per-view. It's a pay-per-view. You can get it on Comcast. But now, the world of pay-per-view has changed with the debut of the WWE Network. So we're going to talk about that, plus all of the stories in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. We got a lot of stuff back in just a moment to kick it off. 2 hours today, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. In a while, we're going to be taking your phone calls here on the program. We want to hear from you about the WWE Network. How's your experience been so far? What can you watch? What can you not watch? And hey, we can watch the WWE Network together. Airing right now, as we speak, is the NXT special from Thursday night. Great special. If you have the network and you haven't seen the NXT special yet, you're missing out. It's awesome. But we'll take your phone calls later. You can contact us on Twitter. The hashtag is F4WLive. And in fact, on the network right now is Antonio Cesaro versus Sami Zayn. An excellent, excellent professional wrestling match. Mike, how you doing today?
I'm doing very well, especially because that show was on right now again, and I get to see that match again, so that makes me very, very happy.
How is the network treating you?
It's treating me actually really well. I was disappointed on Monday when I realized that both my computer, box computer, as well as my laptop computer are just slightly too old to deal with the WWE Network, which was very disappointing to find out that I've fallen that far back in technology. But with that said, I am very lucky to have an iPhone as well as an iPad, and I just went out to buy Apple TV, and how it sounds, I guess I was one of the lucky ones when it comes to my Apple TV, because I had no problem whatsoever accessing the live stream nor the on-demand, which seems like a lot of people have had problems with, especially Roku users as well as some Apple TV users as well. But I was very lucky that way, although, again, very disappointed to find out that my laptop and my computer are so incredibly out of date that I need to update them just to watch the network. But really, as a whole, I can't complain about it too much. I've seen a lot of problems that other people have had, and it's I can see why it's very, very frustrating for them. But at least on my end, I really can't complain too much.
So you got an Apple TV and you got the network and you have not had any problems?
No, believe it or not, I actually have not had problem one. And again, I was not able on Monday when a lot of people were having most of their problems. I didn't have the ability to kind of run through things and look at on all the on-demand stuff and do a lot of things that very first day, which I think was probably the best thing that could have happened, because I messed with a few things that I had no problem with whatsoever. And then by the time the Raw pre-show came on and the post-show, I was completely fine with that. Now, where I take that back to, I did have problems with NXT, as well as everybody seemed to have problems with NXT as far as during, I think it was the... not TJ Perkins, who's the Dolph Ziggler in training they have down there, likes to take pictures of himself, Tyler Breeze. When that match came on, much like everybody else, I had problems with that. But outside of that, again, maybe I am just very lucky. I haven't had seemingly the types of problems that my co-host Adam Summers has had with Roku, which until they got the fix done, he had a great stream, but had absolutely no on-demand whatsoever. I've heard of a couple people with PCs that have had problems with both. And then they'll get the picture, but then not the sound, or the on-demand is working, but the regular stream is not working, and things like that. I've heard it's kind of been amazing this week, because those first couple of days, it seemed that everybody was having a problem with something. It just happened to be a different thing depending on what device you were working off of. But again, I've been very lucky. Now, again, I haven't spent, 24 hours a day on this thing trying to figure out, what's gone wrong. When I've had a chance to access it, I really haven't had a problem whatsoever. No lie.
Now, when you ordered it with the Apple TV, did you order it through the App Store, the Apple App Store, iTunes, or did you order it through through WWE.com?
I ordered it through WWE.com. I had already I had pre-signed up for that, actually, and again, I think I was actually in there already after buying something for Avery. So my information was in there, and when it came time on Monday, I was at work and I just simply put my information in. I paid with PayPal, which is something that I think they probably should have told a lot of people that, hey, that you're going to be able to pay with PayPal instead of having to worry about putting your credit card information in. I know most of the people listening to this show, that's not something that's going to bother them too much because they're used to doing things online. But, for older people and things like that, there's a lot of people who are very, cautious about putting their information in. And PayPal is still, you still have to have your information in there, but it does add another line of security, at least to me, in my mind, it does. Where if something happens, you can go back to them and they can work for you as well as your credit card company as well. So I ordered it through PayPal for the recurring $9.99 a month. And again, I had no problem that way with bringing it up and didn't have an issue there whatsoever. In hindsight, though, I kind of wish I would have just flat ordered it through the iTunes store. And that way the $60 would have been out of the way right away instead of having to worry about the recurring $9.99.
Now, I'm watching the NXT special right now, and it looks awesome. Looks awesome. The stream is great when it's working. Obviously, the issue has been that for a lot of people, for a long time, the stream wasn't working. But what have you had a chance to check out in the on-demand area? I've watched a couple of older pay-per-views. I haven't really watched much other than that. I just kind of have the live stream running in the background all the time. But what kind of stuff have you had a chance to check out? What's good in the on-demand area?
I've kind of been doing the same thing. I've been doing the same thing that way, although I did get into on-demand. I watched, I put the Great American Bash 89 on to torture my child because that was a show that I went to and I love. And it's, when it gets right down to it, it's one of the greatest wrestling pay-per-views that's ever been on. So I did do that. I poked into some ECW TVs that they had up there just to see that. They had a World Class from 1982 that was up there that, in hindsight, you look at the stars and the quality of production that World Class had, God, it's what now, 30 years ago. And it's still pretty impressive to see what they were able to do. My son watched WrestleMania 25 again. For God knows what reason. I forget what was on there he wanted to see. It was Money in the Bank or something like that. So I didn't have a problem there. To me, the coolest thing may have been, though, because I'm such a football fan and I, in the era of just growing up with, networks and not having a whole lot of people, John Madden and Pat Summerall were the top announcing team for football for CBS. And they always seem to be doing the games in which the areas I lived of the Giants and Redskins and Cowboys and Redskins and Cowboys, Eagles, Giants and those sorts of games. They always seem to get them. So I basically heard him once a week, every week during football season for God knows how long. And he passed away, I think it was last year. But before he did, he decided that to take an agreement with WWE to, I guess, do some voiceover work and do some work with them. And they have this, I think it's called the, I forget the name of it. It's WrestleMania. It's basically a WrestleMania 1 documentary that he voices over and does the narration for, which I thought was really, really cool. And I think going forward, you know, the Countdown show is what it is. A lot of those VH1 style shows are good for the network because they're going to be able to get those done, put them in the can. And for the most part, they can last forever. You can always update the cut-ins and the interviews that are done inside them or move things around. But those are, you know, good shows to have because you can put them on for anything, play them in the background, and it's no big deal. But the fact that they, I mean, they did that with the documentary, it was really a surprising thing to bring him on there. And it just, you know, it gives you the idea that hopefully down the line, and God knows if they'll do this or not, that they do reach out to people and get some good voiceover workers and things like that. Because, you know, to do narration on these and to do more documentaries, I was really surprised with that one. I thought it was really, really cool that he would do that. And it really adds a air of kind of credibility and respectability. They did the same thing with that, the 50 years of WWE. I forget the gentleman's name that did it. It wasn't Liv Schreiber of HBO. But they did have a actor come in that, again, as dumb as those sorts of things sound, when you've seen something a zillion times, like I've seen WrestleMania 1, it was just really cool. And it adds to me a little bit of credibility to the outside viewer if they have some of these guys doing the announcing for them and doing the narration for them.
This guy here says he watched New Blood Rising. My God, it was terrible. Why do people subject themselves to this kind of thing? I guess
I did watch, you know what? I got to be honest because I'd never seen the whole show. I watched the Bash at the Beach where Vince Russo and Hulk Hogan had their thing because I had never actually seen the thing before. Oh, my God, it was painful.
You'd never seen it before?
I had only seen the Booker Jarrett match and the Hogan Russo stuff, but I actually saw the whole card and oh, my Lord, have mercy. I wish I didn't.
All right, everybody, back in just a moment. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. We're going to take your phone calls as well. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network Series Satellite Radio, 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Mike is here on the line, and off the air, we were talking about what problems I had had on the WWE Network, and I've actually only had one brief problem with the live feed outside of the problem everybody had when they were watching NXT. My issue for a long time was that I could not get anything on demand. I could not get a thing on demand, but that has now been fixed. I've watched some pay-per-views as noted, no problem, so that's good. Now, I've been getting some notes here on Twitter from people. If you've got a Roku, you probably know this by now. If you happen to have a Roku and you're unaware, there is an update that is now available, and a lot of people that had problems with the Roku apply the update, and now they're having no problems. So that appears to be the way to go if you've got a Roku, and that should solve a lot of those problems. And we're going to talk more about the network. We had a lot of news to get into today, but the phones are already ringing off the hook. 855-478-4478 is the phone number if you want to call in, toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. Let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is John from Arkansas.
John, what's up?
I got a couple of comments about my dealings with the WWE Network. I stream it via my PlayStation 3. I only had a couple of issues within the first week of the stream dropping out a little bit, but then it would come back in. I think it was just those first week things. And, of course, you know, it is we do kind of have to give them slack in the fact that it's only a week old and there's still quite a lot of bugs to work out in the system.
Sure.
And that's going to happen. But they better get all these ducks in a row before WrestleMania. And I'm with what you and Dave suggested on a previous edition about coming up with some sort of little quick live thing just to run something live and see what happens and, you know, kind of test the waters. Is this CM Punk thing, is it pretty much on the level that he is back 100%?
Well, it won't be 100% until he's back. But there is a good chance, it seems, that people think that CM Punk is going to come back tomorrow in Chicago.
But he hasn't signed a new deal or anything like that,
I have no idea about new deals or anything like that, no.
Oh, okay. See, I was just curious about that. As far as the WWE Network, jumping back to that, I can't say that I had any problem with the selections and offerings that they were have up there. I mean, they've got lots of stuff. I would say that it will be nice once they incorporate a few more things in there choice-wise. But from what they offer, I mean, it's a wrestling fan's dream to go back there. And I like the whole historical aspect. That's one of the reasons why I subscribe to The Observer, to read all the pieces that Dave writes up. Love the history of the business. And I think if you're a fan of the history of wrestling, you need this network.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. Obviously, Mike, a lot of stuff to talk about based on that call. First off, should talk a little bit about CM Punk. Tomorrow, Raw's in Chicago. And it's looking like CM Punk is going to return. And that begs the obvious question. What do you do with CM Punk at WrestleMania?
Boy, it is a good question, isn't it? Because it certainly seemed on Monday that they were factoring Daniel Bryan into the position that it was always rumored for CM Punk to have, which was CM Punk at Triple H at WrestleMania, which was one of the reasons it seemed to be, at least that was rumored about, that CM Punk didn't want anything to do and walked out a half hour before that Raw a couple weeks ago. And they seem to be going in that direction with Triple H and Bryan, which, if you think about it, storyline-wise, with what they've had, you can say that makes sense. Now, obviously, if you're a Daniel Bryan fan, and what a lot of people have been hoping for has been him factored into the world title mix, you can certainly do that too. There's lots of things you could do. You could have Bryan and CM Punk. You can have Daniel Bryan. Lots of things. And it looks as though Dave Bautista obviously is turning heel, as well he should be because of the reaction of the crowd. They might as well just go ahead and go that way. You could have Bautista out of that match somehow with CM Punk coming in, and you have Daniel Bryan inserted that way. You could have a three-way for the world title, and then whoever's left out of the Daniel Bryan CM Punk exchange, that's the person that gets Triple H. You could have no Triple H match at WrestleMania. It'll be interesting. They obviously have about a month to go now. This Raw is going to be in Chicago. A lot of people have expected CM Punk to be there. I've kind of been saying I don't expect him to. If this was an issue purely about principles, I don't expect the guy to be back. Obviously, that's not the case. It looks like he will be back. Here's the thing, too. The fact that he was never suspended, the fact that Vince McMahon went on the investors call and said, well, he's taking a sabbatical, instead of saying, no, the guy's in breach of his contract and we're currently considering suspending him right now. Instead of going that direction, he went the other direction, which certainly led everyone to believe, even though he's been pulled off of all of these events to go to, it certainly seemed like that was okay. We're probably going to see this guy back that Monday in Chicago, and that certainly looks to be the case. But this Raw on Monday is going to kind of probably determine a whole lot. And this Raw and the SmackDown, and in fact the post-show Raw as well too, which obviously is last week it was what it was, and these things are probably going to quote unquote be what they're going to be. But as far as Raw goes, the post-Raw show, it will probably be the one to watch as opposed to the post-SmackDown one or something like that, because they'll probably have something happen there too. And this week of TV will be very clutch in probably figuring out how we're going forward with everything for everybody, because there's a lot up in the mix right now.
All right, to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, Sammy from New Jersey.
What's up, Sammy?
Me and my girlfriend and a friend of mine were watching NXT earlier this week. They brought up some interesting stuff. My girlfriend is here. She's not
here.
A wrestling.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
Thanks, Mike. Mike was saying hello.
Oh, he said hello.
Hi.
And I wanted to ask her a couple questions. As she's not really a fan now, but you can consider her more.
You want to interview me?
Yes, I want to interview you, my love.
That's fine.
When were you a fan of wrestling?
Wait a second. You're interviewing your girlfriend here on the air?
I thought it would be good to get a more casual perspective because we always have hardcores on the line. Is that okay?
That is actually true. Yes. Actually, put her on the line, actually.
Yeah.
Here.
Hi.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hi. Now, okay, so your man has been a big wrestling fan. Sammy's been a big wrestling fan for a long time. You are a casual fan, I guess, that will watch like every once in a while.
Yeah, I used to be into it when I was younger. Like, he's a big old wrestling dork, so.
Nothing wrong with that. Those are the types of guys we love. Keeps us in business. But with this WWE Network now, I don't know how far back that you used to watch this stuff, but when did you used to watch it? And I mean, what do you think about not only him watching this, because for a wrestling fan, a big old wrestling dork, this is a dream come true, but also for you, I mean, is there anything on there that interests you or excites you to try to get in more to this stuff? Because I'm sure that's what they want you to do.
Hot guys.
That's
hot guys. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's one of the things that they
that's
were.
That's why I watch it.
My
who's the hottest
Dave?
Guy out there right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, who's the hottest guy? Sammy, put her back on the line. I want to know the hottest guy in wrestling right now.
Who's the big guy with the tan? He's all like gorgeous.
The big Randy guy Orton. With the tan? That could be 100 guys.
Randy Orton.
Randy Orton. Randy Orton. Does she know anything about how Randy Orton deals with his women?
No, but it would be nice if we could chop off his head and replace it with one of the Usos. They're hot. Oh. Like his body, his face is a little ugly.
So yep. You're looking for a guy with the body of Randy Orton and the head of an Uso?
Yeah.
Now, do you watch Total Divas? Did you see Naomi and the Usos?
Does Sammy resemble this body type? That's my big question.
You did watch Total Divas for a bit. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did. It was ridiculous. It's fun. Like, it's entertaining because it's so stupid.
And there was an Uso on there.
Uh-huh.
What wrestler would Sammy resemble?
None of them.
None of them.
Oh, come on, Sammy.
All the body types in wrestling, Sammy doesn't resemble
any of them. I don't know that
many
wrestlers. Like, I describe him as like a big guy with a tan, and he knows what I'm talking about.
I see. Sammy, who do you resemble in wrestling? Give us a hint. I don't think Sammy knows. All right, thanks. Gotta go, you guys. But that was amazing. So the body of Randy Orton, the head of an Uso, Mike. That's what we're looking for in this business, to attract the ladies.
Yeah, there could be worse things. At least you didn't say that, you know, the body of Kamala with the head of George the Animal Steel or something like that. So yeah, you know, that's something I can get behind. But you know, again, it is as ridiculous as that phone call kind of went. It is going to be interesting because I know my wife's eyes have rolled repeatedly because the Apple TV's in the family room, and I've kind of bogarted that with the network. And it is interesting to see how the average wrestling fan, the less than, you know, diehard one, is this going to make you watch more wrestling? Is it just going to be stuff that's there when you get the itch or the Jones to it? Is it going to help because you're watching this? Maybe you're going to get involved and watch on Monday. It'll be interesting to see what people go back and look at. And I guess they're going to have those types of numbers to see how many times the things on video on demand were accessed. But I wonder, is it going to be all the Attitude Era or at a peak time or something like that? Then, you know, again, it'll be interesting to see what people go back and watch. And just, you know, again, this is the hardest of the hardcore fan right now. But those people around them that know about this network, is it going to make you get into it anymore?
When Roman Reigns kind of resembles sort of a guy with the body of Randy Orton and the head of an Uso?
I can't speak for Sammy's girl, but I can tell you my girl kind of likes Roman Reigns, so that would actually be that would actually be very good. Let's see how he looks without the vest on.
Back in a moment, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. We're here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208. Streaming live worldwide. We're on the internet, WrestlingObserver.com, American Forces Network. Big shout out to everybody listening on the American Forces Network, the cable radio network as well. And of course, for the latest news and information in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, you know where to go, WrestlingObserver.com. Daily news updates, daily audio shows. In fact, most days, we do at least 2 radio shows. In fact, we got another one coming up tonight. The Brian and Vinny Show will be airing late this evening at WrestlingObserver.com. If you like this show, and this is your only chance throughout the course of the week to hear pro wrestling and mixed martial arts audio, you are missing out every single day. Audio shows. Not only do we do shows every single day, but the shows are available on demand moments after they air. Our on-demand library, over 5,000 radio shows dating back to 2005. Every show we've ever done is in the archives. As somebody here on Twitter noted, what a great combo. The WWE Network for video and WrestlingObserver.com for all of your audio needs. We have a live stream as well. You can go to F4W Live. It streams 24/7. Our latest free shows are airing, though, there on the stream. Live audio as well, usually pretty late in the evening, but fear not. On demand for subscribers. It's only $10.99 a month. If you sign up for a year, it's as low as $9.99 a month. We've had so many people that listen to Wrestling Observer Live. They've gone on to sign up for the website, and we get the letters. My God, I don't know why I didn't do it earlier. Thank God for this. I listened to it on the way to my job and back. It's great. It keeps me company. So give it a shot. WrestlingObserver.com. Again, if you like this show, you'll love a subscription. Now, we got a lot of people calling here. I don't know how many people will have interviewing each other here on the program. We'll probably give it a call. Sammy has apologized on Twitter for the cluster that was his phone call. And he's revealed, I resemble, he says, a shorter, uglier, out-of-shape Roman Reigns. So the next time he calls, you'll have a visual in your mind.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? He should take that as inspiration as well. If he's already got the head of an Uso slash a Roman Reigns, all he's got to do is work on that body, make his woman very happy, which means she won't bother him when he's watching the WWE Network.
Because, that's right.
You know, she'll be so amazed by his sexuality, she won't know what to do. She'll have to walk away for a minute, and that gives you more time with on-demand programming.
All right, back to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? You are on the air, going once. Going twice, you're gone. Nice try there. You know, one thing about CM Punk coming back, CM Punk is his goal is to main event WrestleMania. That means go on last, by the way, not just have a main event on the show. He wants to go on last. I think it haunts him to this day that Miz has gone on last at WrestleMania and CM Punk is not. Now, if he comes back, think about this a little bit. Let's say that CM Punk comes back and he gets put in the three-way with Dave Bautista and Randy Orton. What do you do in that match? Because if he is not re-signed, it doesn't make any sense to bring this guy back after he pulls a power play and walks out, bring him back, throw him into the main event at WrestleMania, and then he wins the title. That doesn't make sense for a guy who's leaving. So do you really want to do a WrestleMania main event where it's CM Punk and two heels? And one of the heels ends up winning. Is that really how you want to end the show? I don't think so. So maybe the idea then would be that Undertaker closes out the show. So if that's the case, CM Punk is coming back to not close out the show. Why would he come back to not close out the show? What is being promised him that is getting him to come back? Maybe CM Punk has decided, you know what? If you bring me back and put me in the main event in a three-way, and I win the championship, I will re-sign. And maybe he's re-signed a new deal. Otherwise, the whole situation is just very weird. He's coming back. You talked about this a little bit earlier, but there's just a lot of questions here relating to him returning, if he is actually returning tomorrow, which appears to be the plan.
I take that back. There's two things. One of is, have you signed a new deal? Two, the other thing is going to be, we're going to hold your feet to the fire so hard on this contract. And really, is it? Do you really want to walk away from a WrestleMania payoff? Do you really want to breach your contract and do that? Do you really not want to get your merch money because you breached your contract? You know, maybe a cooler head has prevailed and they can work something out. You know, look, I'm not blaming him. There have been a lot of reasons that were kicked around and speculated about as to what made him just finally throw his hands up and say that night he had enough. It seemed to be coming anyway. We had talked about that a lot. You had talked about that a lot with Dave, where there were people that didn't think he would make it that long, but nobody really thought he'd walk out before a Raw. Well, he did. So have cooler heads prevailed? Maybe, you know, maybe that's all it is, and that's just the case. I can understand him not wanting to job at WrestleMania to Triple H in a match that's not in the main event. But guess what? You could still do that. I mean, you could do that in the main event if you wanted to. And I believe there should always be the title match should always go on last for most cases, except for when you can get away with it, where The Undertaker and Brock Lesnar could be that match. Triple H and Daniel Bryan could be that match. And I know the first thing everybody would say is, well, Triple H is putting himself in the main event. It doesn't matter. As long as Daniel Bryan beats him, and, you know, can go on to the next month, because that's interesting how they're even going to book that title match. If they stay with Batista and Orton, I'm not saying you might as well have it open the show or anything like that. You can have it later in the show, but you cannot have that go on last. You are going to need Daniel Bryan as that, you know, good feeling, go home type of thing. You are going to need that, and then set up for next month, where it's Batista probably against Daniel Bryan at Extreme Rules, I guess, or whatever the pay-per-view is called. I forget what it's called in New Jersey. You know, again, there's lots of variables that are up in the air here, and it could simply be that cooler heads have prevailed, and he hasn't resigned.
Cooler heads prevailed.
But he wants his payoff.
I got to say something about CM Punk. If this guy managed to walk out on Raw 20 minutes before the show started, and he did it because he did not want to wrestle, he did not consider a match with Triple H, second in command, essentially, WWE right now, he did not consider that a big match at WrestleMania. If he walked out 20 minutes before Raw because of that, and he has found a way to get himself back in the company in the main event of WrestleMania, and maybe even winning the title, wow.
It's ludicrous.
More power to this guy.
That's Hulk Hogan level stuff. That's, you know, that's a lot. That's stratospheric type of stuff, if he's able to pull that off. And I tell you what, I would hope that's not the case. I mean, you know, I can understand him being so upset leading into that Raw, where he was just so flustered and flabbergasted with everything going on. He's been lied to. He's been, you know, things haven't worked out the way people said they were going to work out, where even though he's second in command in the company, losing to Triple H because you haven't re-signed a deal in a match on WrestleMania that's not the main event, I can see how that could be problematic for him, you know, when you put into effect everything else that's happened to him and his attitude going into it. With that said, I personally wouldn't reward that, because, again, as bad as WWE may lie to you or any of that stuff, you still walked out 20 minutes before the show breaching your contract. I mean, you could have actually gone through, walked through the paces and done anything that you wanted to on live TV. You up and left. And you said, you know, that I'm not dealing with this stuff. And again, it was framed in a way by a lot of people as a principal issue. Well, if that's such a principal issue, then stay home, breach your contract. Your contract's up in July anyway. You can go on and do whatever it is that you want that makes you happy, because there's another thing. He's a guy that never seems to be happy. And in that world, he's never going to be happy. This is Vince McMahon, Stephanie McMahon, Triple H. This is their company. It's not CM Punk's company.
All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. It's Eric in Chicago.
What's up, Eric?
Hey, I got a question for you, but before that, I just want to state that I was also infuriated this Monday by the Del Rio music debacle. And were you able to catch SmackDown yet, Brian?
I have not caught SmackDown, but I heard that they edited the music back in.
They edited the music back in, which in hindsight may even be even more infuriating, because now you're trying to tell me what I did and did not hear on Monday. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think somebody realized, I don't know. Listen, when the whole thing went down, when they had Alberto Del Rio pin Batista, and then they didn't even play the dude's music, they acted like it didn't happen, I was so angry, because it's like, you're trying to pretend that what I just saw happen didn't happen. You know, if you're gonna pin Batista, make a big deal out of it. Otherwise, why did you even bother doing it? Maybe somebody realized that, and that's why they edited the music back in. But
maybe they heard your show.
I don't know about that, yeah. But yeah, I was pretty upset. Apparently, yeah, I was the only one, aside from you, actually, because everyone else thought I was crazy for this.
Well, everybody else is too worried about the chance of Dolph Ziggler that he got against Batista on SmackDown. They were worried about those being edited off, including Dolph Ziggler himself.
That's right.
They edited those out too, huh?
Brilliant tweet.
Wow. Well, question for you guys, I want to ask, how would you feel if Cena later this year stepped down from the main event scene and into the Intercontinental title scene? I think it can offer a fresh new perspective, as he's never fought or won that title before. And especially if they build up like a nice, strong champion, I'm thinking maybe Alexander Rusev, perhaps, for like a good like 6 months, maybe. I think that could be a good program for him. And maybe elevate the Intercontinental now that we have a unified champion for the world title.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't see Cena being moved in the Intercontinental title. Listen, a while ago when they were doing when they still had two titles, you know, I argued that, well, give Cena the world title, make it a, you know, maybe not a secondary title, but certainly underneath the main title. Let him fight for that and then let some other guys fight for the world title, get him out of that title picture. And, I think, what was it that I wanted to do? I can't even remember. Like, unify the Intercontinental and the U.S. and have him wrestle. I can't even remember what my idea was, but my idea was he'd be a secondary guy and not the top guy, and I don't think that's going to happen. I was buried for that as well. By the way, somebody mentioned this on Twitter, and I have confirmed it by going to the schedule on the network. WWE Main Event live this Tuesday, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern. So apparently, they are going to try another live event. They're doing Main Event this Tuesday. It's going to be live on the network. And unless that's some sort of typo, but it says right there, WWE Main Event Live. So maybe that's going to be their next attempt to do a full show without having any audio or video issues. I think it's a good idea. I mean, they should be doing like a live show every single week until WrestleMania.
I think so. I mean, look, I would still, and this is nothing against Major League Baseball, Advanced Media. This is nothing against WWE, but just because of the problems that you've had, and just because you know you can trust your cable company, if your cable company or satellite provider has not cut WWE yet, I would probably order WrestleMania the traditional way, see if you can split with some other people. And I know everybody would be rolling their eyes right now going, Jesus, that's the reason I bought this thing. It pays for the entire 6 months right there. I know that, but you may want to consider that if you're big into having a party, if you're big into inviting people over, or if you're big into this being the Super Bowl or seminal moment of your TV watching year, you may want to go with the traditional method just this year to see how many issues that they have. Now, if you don't care, if you're going to catch it tomorrow or the Monday after or something like that, then cool.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment. We've got an interesting question here from Bix about Main Event. We'll talk about that when we come back. Let's do Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Couple of notes here. Bix had an interesting question about the live main event. He said, could the main event live have anything to do with the lack of status updates in the ION deal? That's right. The ION deal is coming up. I've heard nothing. I don't know what's going on. I know the main event is absolutely not blowing them away ratings-wise, and I don't know the future of the show. Maybe it'll be renewed. Maybe it'll be canceled. I don't know. The one good thing about the network is that if something goes wrong with this ION deal, they don't have to go in front of all of the investors and say, man, we got canceled by ION. They can say, hey, we decided we were going to move the main event show live to the network. And that can be an upgrade, so to speak, for the main event show. So that may have something to do with it. I don't know. But it does look like main event is going to be live this coming Tuesday night. So you can check that out on the network. Also, this person here said it's worth noting the Raw replays on the network are not the 90-minute Hulu versions and are full length. That is correct. When I first talked to WWE about the Raw replays, I was told that whatever the deal is with Hulu is going to be the deal with the Raw shows. Because I think at the time, the idea was that the 90-minute Hulu version was going to be available on the network the next day. Because the next day replay, the contract with the USA Network does not allow that to be the full 3-hour show. Now it's looking like the immediate replay remains on Hulu only at 90 minutes, and then later, when the Raw replay gets added to the WWE Network a little further down the road, it is the full 3-hour version, so that they can have the entire library, all of the shows, the exact length, the original shows, etc. So that appears to be the way it is going right now. But yeah, all of the old Raw shows, full length. We're gonna head to a break, everybody. When we come back, we got a lot of news to talk about. We'll take your phone calls as well. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here for the next hour talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts as we are every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Throughout the day today, we're talking about the WWE Network. It is launched. It is live. It is airing right now live, in fact. We're here all watching the WWE Network together because Wrestling Observer Live is live as well. I'm here with Mike Sempervivi. We've been taking your phone calls. What are your experiences so far with the WWE Network? The NXT special is airing live as we speak. And as we have just recently learned, it appears that WWE Main Event is going to be airing live this coming Tuesday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific, which is a great chance for WWE to test this out. Obviously, if you watch the NXT special, great show, technical problems, that's not good. We got WrestleMania coming up in about a month, so it's about time they figured out what they were doing with this network and how to get it working. It's a lot better today than it was when it launched. A lot better. However, still problems. So, looks like we're going to be doing some live events here and there on the network to test it out. Should note that if I recall correctly, the issues on the NXT special kicked off about an hour and 20 minutes into the show. And if that's the case, maybe a one-hour main event is not long enough to determine whether or not this is going to work. Perhaps they could do a live SmackDown taping. A lot of different ideas. They have the ability to pretty much go live anytime they want. It's their network 24/7. So we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. A lot of news as well. We'll take your phone calls, 855-478-4478. All of that coming up after the break. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Phone's ringing. If you want to call, 855-478-4478 to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Matt from Phoenix.
Matt, what's up?
Hey, I was just wondering if you knew why New Jack's apparently been edited from all the ECW footage.
Now, is it his matches or is it his entrance?
I believe it's all his work. Anything, I mean, maybe a few run-ins, but I heard that just all his matches have been edited completely.
I don't know. I don't know, but I'll try and check on that.
Cool, thanks.
All right, I want to thank you very much for the call. I presume I know there have been some edits for the music, like there's some music that just cannot be used, just the amount of money it would cost to just put that stuff on the network with that music, it's just not worth it. But as far as
what should be noted too about him when it comes to, what was the song? Natural Born Killers would be what they would always play. And sometimes that went through the entire match. So in a case like that, there you really don't have a choice. Because if you haven't gone, through the effort so far of editing, like putting background music on those matches and fake crowd sound and something like that, then those matches have to be off. And it's one disappointing part as far as being a longtime fan who lived through the 80s. I mean, sometimes the theme music would make, when I hear Jim Cornette come out to that fake version of Midnight Express, the Midnight Express theme, it's not the same. You don't get that same feeling that you had. I mean, so that's a little bit annoying, but that's something that really is out of WWE's control.
All right, back to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this? Nope, you are not on the phone. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian, this is Jordan from New York City.
Jordan, what's up?
Got a question for you that I guess I can wrap around to be relatively network related. King of the Ring, 1998.
All right.
Mick Foley, Hell in a Cell, going back to the great bump of all time. What was the idea behind the bump and the second bump? I mean, everybody seems to think that. I mean, there was obviously a match planned to happen after the first bump. They had packs into the ring and so on and so forth. So what was the idea? Was there a plan in case you couldn't continue after the first bump? What was the plan? How were they going to get off the cage the second time?
Well,
He was
supposed to go off the top of the cage and go through the table. And I mean, you can't practice it. He probably, saw the table and just figured, I can do this. I don't know if there was really like a backup plan. I mean, I mean, they didn't go into it thinking he was going to kill himself. You know what I mean? But he noted, and he said this before, it wasn't the one off the cage through the table that was the one that nearly killed him. It was the second one where he went through the top of the cage. And you got to remember, like, at that time, they had not redesigned their rings yet. And so in that era, those WWE rings were, I don't want to say they were rock hard, but they were a lot harder than they are now. And so what happened was the second bump, he was supposed to land on top of the cage. The mesh, the chain link mesh would kind of like, it would sink and it would sink and it would sink. And then it would kind of open up and he would fall through. So it was kind of, the chain link was supposed to slowly break and kind of not cushion his fall, but he would not fall from his, I mean, he would not go right through it like a hot knife through butter, which is what ended up happening. So that was a mistake. That was not supposed to happen like that. So that one nearly did kill him. And they had, you know,
the plan to get down the second time was that it was supposed to sink slowly instead of just like it did.
Yes.
I got you. Because I've always wondered what they would, how they had planned to get down. Because I'd always heard that second bump was a mistake.
No. Yeah, the second one was a mistake. The first one was exactly how it was supposed to take place. Second one was a mistake. And thank God he was all right afterwards.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks so much for the call.
Hey, Brian, I just actually decided to check while we were doing this and put on ECW Living Dangerously. I searched New Jack's name, and this is from March 21st, 1999, his match against former partner Mustafa. And they do start the match, and again, this is only a clip, so I'm not sure about the full show, but they do start the match with him throwing the trash can into the ring, so he's definitely obviously on there. And to top it off, they have a remix, you know, fake Natural Born Killers song that's playing as well, too. So this is something that they've already fixed up, and he actually is on the WWE Network.
Well, there you go. So New Jack is there, everybody. Good job, Mike. All right, to the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? You are not on the air, or are you? Going once, going twice, and he's gone. Raw tomorrow, the return of CM Punk, and we are going to be setting up some WrestleMania matches. Oh, here's this guy. He's going to try it again. Nope, I guess he's not. Elimination Chamber last Sunday, Mike. What were your thoughts on the show?
It was kind of a nondescript show. The chamber match was pretty good. It wasn't epic. It wasn't something that I think anyone needs to go back and see if you happen to miss it. I think if you're going to go back and watch something on that one, it's definitely the Wyatts and the Shield. That was really, really good. I don't want to I don't even say it was great. I mean, by you know, recent standards, I mean, it was pretty great. The way they've been able to hold these guys away from each other. And here's something that Triple H actually, he seems to be the one that is really the most hands-on when it has come to the Wyatts and the Shield, both, I guess, from NXT through them coming in all the way up. He's been the one that's kind of, you know, we don't need them, the Shield to be beat and a lot of that sort of stuff. He's been the one that seems to be getting, you know, deserves the most credit for this stuff. And you do have to give it to him that way, because they have set this thing up fantastic to the point where you don't necessarily want to see it end. You know, it's going to have to end because you know, it's going to happen with Roman Reigns. And obviously Bray Wyatt will be facing off against John Cena at WrestleMania. But if that hadn't already that been tipped already, that Bray Wyatt was facing John Cena, to have those two go at each other, and I'm not saying, you know, war games or something like that, but some sort of gimmick blow-off match at WrestleMania that you can turn Roman Reigns then, I think that would be a great, great thing to happen. Now, it's possible that Big E Langston will be facing off against Mark Henry, so what we both wanted, which was the Intercontinental U.S. title, that match having a unification doesn't look like it's going to happen. So in that way, you do get three Shield members that could be facing off against somebody. But if it were to happen to be the Wyatts and the Shield again, I would really, really like that. I didn't really like the fact that they gave it away on Monday night again, and I didn't like some of the stuff that happened there. But with that said, that's been a feud that's been excellent, and that match really was great and was really the best part of the entire show by leaps and bounds.
All right, let's try this phone again. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Jim from Virginia.
What's up, Jim?
I've got two questions. Do you think we'll ever see Beth Phoenix wrestling again?
I would go with a never say never, but not anytime soon, I would guess.
Well, you know, do you think if she came back, would she go to one of the big ones or promotions or maybe ROH?
I would see her in Shimmer. Unless ROH changes something, and you know, Beth Phoenix obviously with her relationship with Edge.
Dude, I think we're just jumping ahead. I think if she comes back, she's going to WWE.
Well, I mean, if she was going to go anywhere else, I mean, but again, I don't know. Again, she could come back and make an impact right away because of the way the women's division is. And they do with Emma, even though Emma's gimmick is horrible. It really is. And that's something that, you know, if you watched Arrival, the video package that they showed on Emma is something that definitely should have been played on Monday. But if she was going to go anywhere else, could I see her doing a shot in Shimmer? For if somehow they could pay her the money that she would be worth to come in. And then, you know, if she was going to come back full time somewhere, WWE, I could actually fathom that one.
Exactly. I would agree with you on that. One other question. What did y'all think of Alpha Female and Lady Tapa tag team in last week?
Oh, my
God. Ooh, Brian,
God.
Yes.
Jim, did you see that match? That match was horrible.
It wasn't real good, but I was glad they were both on, though.
That was god-awful. I want to thank you very much for the call. I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly in terms of women's matches.
Jenna Maraska and Charmel.
I just watched the NXT match with Paige. That was great. Well, good. We called it a great match. But man, that Lady Tapa match on Impact was so horrible. Am I wrong?
See, that's one of the things that I'm going to have to try to figure out here when it comes to boxing and other wrestling events. Now that I have Apple TV and just, you know, the basic set of channels that I have, I'm going to have to figure out a way to watch this later on. But
iTunes.
Yeah, from all reports, it sounded pretty bad.
Back to the we're heading back to the break, everybody. Back in just a moment. Wrestling Observer Live. I'm just flustered thinking about this match. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Semper, VV, also of WrestlingObserver.com, every Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Drew. I'm from Daytona Beach, Florida.
What's up, Drew? You got through.
Ah, cool. Anyway, I just wanted to say I love listening to your show, and I was at the NXT Arrival pay-per-view live, and I have to say I was one of the fortunate few who got in to actually see it in the venue, because the place they had it at Full Sail University was actually, it's only like a 400-seat venue, but they oversold it by about 100.
I heard 200.
And, yeah, maybe, heck, it might have been more than that, but I know that it was just through luck that a buddy of mine and I were there when they were doing pre-show, and they said, hey, you need to go get a bracelet for this. And so we went and got our bracelets, and then the people who are running that, Full Sail University people, I think, they're the ones who actually run the venue, and they didn't have a dang clue about what they were doing. I mean, they were just like, they tried to get us to line up single file. I mean, that didn't work, but when it was all said and done, there were people who had paid money who were having to stand outside watching it on a big screen. And I don't know if WWE or Triple H, whoever puts those together, really knows about that, but I hope they make that. I heard from people who go to it that that's a common occurrence for those events, and I'm wondering if they're trying to rectify that in any way.
Well, I heard a lot about this. I'll tell you the story from the WWE side and the Full Sail side. The building, they usually will oversell by 200 like every single week, because they have found that when they sell the tickets, usually, and the tickets are cheap. They're like $5 or $7, something like that. I can't remember, but they're cheap. And they have found, go ahead. How much are they?
They were 15 for the pay-per-view, but considering all you got to see there, it's pretty much worth it.
Sure. So they're normally cheaper, I believe. But the point is, usually about 200 people don't show up. And so what they do is every week they oversell by about 200. So this happened to be the big pay-per-view, the big network special. And so none of the people, every single person that had a ticket ended up showing up. So the 200 they oversold, everybody showed up. So that's why they oversold. That was the problem. They oversell every week. Now, the issue with the customer service, and this is straight from somebody there, is that as far as customer service at Full Sail, there is no customer service. There are students who work at the venue. Some have no personal skills. And this person said he's been there many times. He tried to, you know, he works for the company and he's trying to get in and saying, you know, I work for the company and these kids are not letting him in. So it's a work in progress, but I'm glad you at least got a chance to get in.
Yeah, I'm glad too. And I can say those full sail students, I mean, I think it's an $80,000 a year school and they come across like students who have access to that money, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Now, how was the live experience?
Oh, it was great. I mean, it was full of surprises, and it's a very close and intimate setting because there's no such thing as a bad seat in there. I have to say that. You're very close to them, and just about anything that's said, they can hear you, you know? So it's very, they get very close to the fans. Like, after the show was over, Adrian Neville was walking around taking photos for close to an hour, I think, with the fans. So it's very much very close, very intimate experience. And also, I just want to say, I agree with what you said earlier, that they're mispackaging Emma for the big stage.
Yeah.
Because she's really talented in the ring. And they show these vignettes to introduce her at the NXT events, yet the way WWE is playing her off on Raw, it's making her look like some goofball blonde off the street. You know what I mean? And I really hope that, since she did not win at NXT, I can only presume that they're going to keep her on Raw and SmackDown or keep her on the main programs. But they need to repackage her, just let her show her in-ring skills a little more thoroughly, as opposed to just letting her look like a goofball. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I want to thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. If you are listening, by the way, and you're listening on satellite radio and there is a studio number that pops up on your screen, don't call that number. That's straight to the studio in San Francisco. Call the 855-478-4478 number. Back to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Paul from Massachusetts.
What's up, Paul?
How you doing? First time caller, long time listener.
Awesome.
Two things. One, I ordered the WWE Network, and with the exception of Monday, I've had no problems with it.
Very
but
good.
The main thing I want to talk about is CM Punk's alleged return tomorrow in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to do a little fantasy booking, if I may.
All right.
And tell me what you think.
All right.
He comes out, and he cuts one of his pipe bomb promos, complaining about all the part-timers taking spots, and somehow, some way, Sting appears, and that's his match for WrestleMania, Punk versus Sting.
Punk versus Sting.
That's a main event anywhere. I mean, and Punk, I'm sure Punk wouldn't mind putting him over, and he gets his main event.
So that would be the final match on the show, CM Punk versus
Sting. That
would
be the final match on the show, Punk versus Sting.
What do you think, Mike?
I think, to me, that's way too much fantasy in the fantasy booking, but let's say it could happen. Sure, that could absolutely be the case. It leaves Bryan with Triple H, leaves the world title match away. You get Sting. Then you could probably announce him to have him introduce the Ultimate Warrior into the Hall of Fame. So, sure, you know, who is, you know, CM Punk and Ultimate Warrior obviously have a relationship together. So let's just say flat out that could happen. Okay, I'll take it. There's no way it main events WrestleMania. Absolutely no possible way.
So you could see it being like a semi-main.
Oh, sure. I mean, not even a semi-main. I mean, honestly, you'd figure you're going to have, if The Undertaker and Lesnar is not going to be the main event, the world title match is, have that as the world, you know, if you're going to have the world title match or whoever it is your main event, you're going to have a popcorn match, you're going to have another big match that's before that. So I don't know where exactly you put it. Maybe you put it after the second hour, the around, you know, I guess, well, WrestleMania starts at 7. So it maybe 9 o'clock you go ahead and do that one. But there's no way they haven't talked about Sting at all. There's no chance Sting's coming in and wouldn't have a main event with Punk at WrestleMania. There's just no way.
We've got a guy here on Twitter who says WWE could test a live stream by trying to drive people to the network for Raw backstage access, couldn't they? They're going to do that. I mean, they're always going to be pushing people, and after Raw, there's going to be a lot of people watching, but it is still, and it's still very late in the evening. It's 11:05 Eastern. You're going to cut down on the number of people watching, and I think you need, again, like I said, the NXT issues started about over an hour into the show, so I feel that in order to do a real test for a 4-hour WrestleMania, you got to do more than stream 30 minutes. You know what I mean? So I don't know if that means like a full live SmackDown to at least get 2 hours or something like that. I don't know. Maybe they could even do a deal where, you know, tonight only, we're going to do like a real second screen experience. It's going to be backstage, live, the entire 3 hours during Raw. So you can watch on your device and you can watch on TV. It's all going to be gone, not just during commercials, the whole time. Maybe you could do something like that. I don't know. I don't think USA would be happy if you did something like that. But as a one-time only test, I don't think it's the end of the world. And obviously the big stuff would be on Raw anyway. So there you go. All right, the WrestleMania card, Mike. We've got the big show of the year coming up. And we've got some matches. And also, unfortunately, we got a lot of stuff we're not sure about yet. One of those being involving CM Punk. We're going to find out more about that tomorrow. Let's look at the card. Main event, we don't know. We've got Randy Orton versus Batista for the World Heavyweight title. And we've got The Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar in a singles match. And officially, those are the only matches we know right now. And to be fair, I mean, we're probably going to know a lot more tomorrow. But those are the two that are official right now. And how many matches, if we had to do a Todd's Oz, do you think we'll have announced by the end of the show tomorrow?
You know, I'll go with four, actually, including the two you just named. I'm actually going to go with four. I think two, whether they matter or not, is a completely different story. But I bet you one will probably matter. And then the second one could be, again, something as small as the Divas title or something like that. But I bet you we end up with four after tomorrow night.
All right. I've got somebody from WWE here who says, main event is live? Literally nobody in the company knows this. Well, maybe it's not. But if you go to the network and you go to this coming Tuesday, on the schedule, it says in big letters, WWE main event live. So I don't know. Maybe we'll have an update by the end of the show. But apparently that's news to some people in WWE. So there you go. No plans at the moment, also, it says, to run a test live show on the network. That was actually before the main event deal. So maybe we can get a clarification by the end of the show. Is main event live or not? It says it's live on the schedule. And it is this Tuesday. And 7 o'clock, I mean, that would be during the SmackDown taping, right? 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern. So they could do main event live and then do the taping for SmackDown. So I guess we'll find out soon.
It wouldn't be a bad idea. In fact, it would be the best idea. I don't know when the last time anybody out there has been to a WWE house show. They've increased that experience a lot with very basic but at least flashier ring entrances that you used to get. There's Twitter questions, things like that. I'm not saying you should do this all the time, and I don't blame them if they do, but I think throwing a couple of live experience shows on there, I mean, they're pros. They get that set, you know, put up and taken down, and I mean, it is a operation there, so I don't think throwing some cameras up there and maybe sending Tom Phillips or whoever it is out there, I don't think that's a bad idea at all to continue to test this thing.
All right, we'll be back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Here we Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208. Streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. And, of course, the American Forces Network. Big shout-out to everybody listening on the American Forces Network, as well as the Cable Radio Network. And, of course, if you love this show and you only get to hear it once per week, you are missing out. WrestlingObserver.com is the place to go. Daily radio shows. Later on tonight, after the Academy Awards, in fact, Brian and Vinny show exclusively at WrestlingObserver.com. One of approximately 12 to 15 shows we do every single week. These shows are live. You can listen live through the link at the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. And if you ever miss a show, and I'm pretty sure you're going to miss a show because a lot of them are airing very late in the evening, they are available on demand within 5 minutes of the conclusion of the show. On demand, we have over 5,000 hours of audio in our archives. Every single show that we've ever done dating back to 2005 is available in searchable archives. If you've got a commute, if you like to listen to shows during the during your workout, during your commute, on the way to work, at work, wherever you listen to audio, it is the perfect complement to the WWE Network. WWE Network, great for video. The Wrestling Observer audio archives are perfect for whenever you're in the car, anywhere that you like to listen to audio. It's a place to go. WrestlingObserver.com, $10.99 to sign up. If you sign up for a year, $9.99 a month. And for that price, you not only get all of the brand new live shows, but the immediate replays and the full on-demand archive, every show dating back to 2005. We've had a lot of listeners to Wrestling Observer Live who have said, man, I love Wrestling Observer Live, and I finally signed up. I decided to give it a shot. I tried it for a month, and I can't believe I didn't do it earlier. I love the shows. It's great. It keeps me company. Be one of those people. Give it a shot. WrestlingObserver.com. We got free shows on the right-hand side of the page if this isn't enough of a free sample for you. Head up there, check out the latest free shows. Check out the latest free shows that air 24/7 on the audio stream at 4WLive.com or front page of WrestlingObserver.com. And again, if you like what you hear, sign up. You will never run out of audio. To the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Brian, this is Daniel from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Daniel, what's up?
I just had basically two questions about the network, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I hope I'm not asking a question I hadn't already been asked. Could they possibly do a live recording, like a stream of the SmackDown taping?
They could.
To check the stream?
They could. They could essentially do anything they want. As somebody here on Twitter noted, there's a big show coming up in Madison Square Garden this week, and if they really wanted to, they could do that one live. But it's looking like they're not going to do a lot of live events at this point, streaming, maybe none. In fact, there may be none until WrestleMania. It's still up in the air whether they're doing main event or not. But if they wanted to, they could stream anything live.
And then my only other problem I'm having is during watching the live stream, every once in a while, it'll jump back 5 seconds, almost like a skip or something, and jump back 5 seconds and then replay the whole thing. But what's the Todd's odds that WrestleMania goes off 100% unscathed?
Oh, man. I mentioned this in our newsletter, Figure Four Weekly, that somebody in WWE had told me, they said, listen, this is not official. So this is not official from, I'm sure if you ask WWE, they're going to tell you that they're hoping it's going to go off without a hitch. But he said that if, for example, you have a WrestleMania party and you're going to have like a bunch of people over, if you have the opportunity to buy it on traditional pay-per-view, you may want to do it. If you're watching alone, it doesn't matter. If the thing goes out, you can always watch again later. But this is uncharted waters. This is WrestleMania. They had an issue with NXT. Are they really going to... Do they have enough time to get that issue fixed? Do they know what the issue is? Can they get it fixed? I don't know. So he said, best case scenario, just to be safe, this time only, you may want to order WrestleMania on pay-per-view. And especially if you're going to have friends over, you don't want to be that guy. All your friends come over, you're watching on the network, and it crashes, and they're all looking at you. You know, maybe this one you might want to get on pay-per-view, but I personally feel that, like, as the months go on, it's going to start working great. But right now, I don't have faith that WrestleMania is going off without a hitch.
And if I could ask one other question, I know with Ring of Honor, they seem to blame the arena for their... for their problems. Would the arena have anything to do with something like this, or is this on WWE in particular?
My guess is that I stream live audio from my studio here, which is in my house. And so it's going over my internet connection. So if you're running a live pay-per-view, the way that ROH does it, I'm pretty sure that they're relying on the internet in each particular building. So they're broadcasting through the internet at a given building. So if the internet's great, it's going to come across great. If the internet sucks, it's not going to. It's a smaller company doing the broadcast. But with WWE, my guess is that they are going up on the satellite, and then the satellite's beaming it somewhere, and from there... MLB is sending it out all over. So it shouldn't matter if the building has good internet or not, because they're not streaming it over the internet from the building. It's going up on the satellite first and then going somewhere else where it's going out over the internet. So I don't think the building should matter.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ron.
All right. Thanks very much for the call. Really appreciate that. Hope I had that technical explanation done correctly and I'm not completely out of my mind, but that would certainly make the most sense to me. For example, this show is streaming Wrestling Observer Live. But this one is not streaming from my house. This show since it goes out over Sirius Satellite Radio and all the Sports Byline affiliates, I've got an uplink which goes to Sports Byline USA. They send it up via satellite, and they're also streaming it from there. So it doesn't matter if I have good internet here or not. I can still broadcast to the Sports Byline studios. I'm essentially linked up to the Sports Byline studios, and they're the ones that are sending it out all over, including the stream. So if my internet goes out, doesn't matter. I can still do the show. Unlike when I'm streaming the show this evening, for example, it is, in fact, streaming on my internet. So my internet does matter tonight. Does that make sense, Mike?
It absolutely makes some sense. You know, another thing
that's going to talked myself silly right there. I'm upside down.
So, you know, I think you're exactly right, especially with describing that was, again, one of ROH's biggest problems, Jim Cornette. A lot of people have talked about that. It was the building. It was lots of different things that ended up snake biting them, as well as just Sinclair and how they do things is very interesting sometimes. But, you know, an interesting test is going to be the Hall of Fame, too, because that's if you're a hardcore enough fan to listen to this show, you're probably going to try to watch the Hall of Fame on the network. That's a great tell right there. If that doesn't work out too well, you probably are better off ordering WrestleMania in the most traditional way.
So what do you think about this John Cena-Bray Wyatt match at WrestleMania?
I was for this, and I know Vic Sosa actually talked about this with Les Thatcher on our site on the Wrestling Weekly show. He hasn't been a big fan of the way this stuff has gone down with Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt and everything. And I understand, although I'm in the camp that Bray Wyatt, Roman Reigns could have used the loss in the way that it happened. You've got the out of all of those guys on Sunday. He was the last one there and nobody was helping him. And, you know, he basically had to fight off three guys and went down to numbers. And it doesn't hurt him that bad. It was huge for Bray Wyatt because Roman Reigns doesn't lose. So to get the win over him, he's going to face John Cena at WrestleMania. Great. But one thing he brought up, and is something that stuck out to me as well as a big sore thumb in all of this, is the fact that if you're going to give John Cena some sort of excuse, then you have done no one any favors at all in this. If John Cena, who apparently look, I'm not saying on Monday night when he was attacked by the Wyatts that he didn't pop something or do something where he thought he was more hurt than he is. But by the weekend, it has come out that John Cena is really not hurt that bad. And if he is, it's nothing that's really going to matter all that much. So in that case, if you're going to come up with an excuse that John Cena is hurt and that's why Bray Wyatt beat him, and, you know, he's not being at WrestleMania, so that makes it even worse. I would assume John Cena goes over Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania and he has to overcome some sort of injury odds. Then what did you do for Bray Wyatt right there? I think it's a big mistake. To have Cena, look, there's so many other big matches on here. It should be relatively refreshing that John Cena should be facing off with Bray Wyatt. But if he's just going to beat him, then I don't think it makes any sense. And if he's going to beat him by doing the Superman thing to overcome, again, John Cena doesn't need it. So what does that do for Bray Wyatt? And that's the only problem I really have with this. As far as a match on its own, frankly, I would try to back out of it. I would do John Cena and Cesaro at WrestleMania. I would do something else just so we could get the Wyatts and the Shield together one last time and get it together and then do the blow off that way. But again, I don't know, but that's the biggest problem I have with this is you've already given John Cena an out, and then it's not even an out because he's probably going to beat Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania because he's John Cena and it's WrestleMania.
You know what though? If it just happened that, that WrestleMania this year, they decided it was going to be Randy Orton versus Batista versus John Cena. Everybody would cry that John Cena's in the title picture. He's in the main event. Finally, we're actually getting John Cena against another guy. Cena, Bray Wyatt. You know? What's going to make people happy?
What good was it for Cesaro to beat Randy Orton and then lose to John Cena? And I understand everybody was kind of beating each other in this series leading up to the Elimination Chamber, which is a separate issue entirely. But, you know, this would probably be a great time, again, because it's not going to be the focal point. Can you imagine if Bray Wyatt beats John Cena at WrestleMania? What at least that could do for him. And look, it would be low enough on the card where if Bray Wyatt doesn't work out in the long run, you could do WWE spin and it never really happened. You know what I mean? You know, I hope they actually go that direction because, look, they need bodies to be stars and they need everything they can and as much positive momentum as they can get. And Batista's not going to be there long term, although at least he'll be there, you know, through SummerSlam at least, if not longer than that. You got something with Cesaro, but you have to follow up with it. You know, outside of that, you don't have a whole lot. It's Roman Reigns, and that's about it. So to hurt Bray Wyatt, I think it's a bad idea. You need Bray Wyatt to be a player for as long as you can, especially, again, if you don't have Punk signs. So, again, you need to create stars. This would be a great way to do it because you could have Reigns' coming out party. You could have Bryan's coming out party. You can have a lot of coming out parties on this show, you know, because, again, it's with the star power you already have on it with Undertaker and Brock. Again, you really need to take this WrestleMania seriously. I know they got a lot going on, the network and the whole nine yards, but they need stars badly, 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 badly. And, you know, after WrestleMania, there's always a hangover. They can't really afford a hangover after this.
This person here says he still can't watch the network on any computer, Mac or PC or any browser. It sounds like it may be a problem with your internet.
I know people are going to hate that, but it's the God's honest truth. Look at the system requirements, because there was somebody that did bitch to me, and it's like, well, unless you're using Windows Vista, then it doesn't matter. And unless your laptop's got a good processor that's over 4.2 Intel, I'm not sure of the lingo of the thing, but again, I'm not blaming anybody themselves for having issues, but make sure that what you got going on in your internet connection and the whole nine yards is enough to handle this.
All right, let's try one phone call. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? And you are off the air. So I've got an email here. This person is in WWE, and he says he's got a picture, actually, of the internal network page for Tuesday, and nothing is listed about a live WWE main event. So maybe just an issue, because I know on mine it says live. May just be a typo or something. I don't know. But one way or the other, I'm sure we'll find out for sure tomorrow, because obviously if it is going to be live, we better find out tomorrow. They better start promoting it. And if it's not, we'll know pretty soon as well. I'm trying to find whoever tweeted me the screen cap. Can you tweet it again? Because for the life of me, I can't find it. So I want to send this to this person as well. Go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, and you know, he mentioned something else. I had the same email here in front of me, and he does make a good point of traffic on the network. And, you know, again, NXT had issues that way. Hall of Fame is going to be a big deal. And I'm glad that somebody else sees that, too. If this thing isn't working, you know, when you have all of those names on it, and you have the Ultimate Warrior is going to be there, and you have just this whole thing live for the hardcore fan.
Actually, hold that thought. We got to run to a break.
It's a lock. You got to order WrestleMania the traditional way.
All right. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Before we go, I want to make sure we send out best wishes to wrestler Lionheart in the UK, who was having a match with AJ Styles, and at the finish, he took a Styles clash and ducked his head, which is what you do not want to do when taking a Styles clash, and apparently suffered a broken neck in two places. He is up. He's got a neck brace on. He's moving his arms and his legs, and they've told him he will not need surgery, at least at this point. So hopefully that means that he will be making a full recovery, hopefully someday coming back to the ring. He's got a statement up that he has made, and best wishes to him. Never like to see anybody hurt in pro wrestling, and that's actually the second person. Roderick Strong tucked his head as well, and I know as a former wrestler, I watched the Roderick Strong incident, and it's funny because, like, when I watched it, I understood why Roderick probably thought he needed to tuck his head in that instant. Even though he knew he wasn't supposed to, I can see how he made that mistake, so I don't blame AJ Styles. I don't think Lionheart blames AJ Styles. Just an unfortunate situation, but best wishes to him. I want to thank Mike, as always. Of course, everybody for listening. All of the folks at Sports Byline USA. We're wrapping it up later on tonight. Brand new Brian and Vinny show. Go to WrestlingObserver.com for more. Listen to it live tonight. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.